بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
A major benefit brought by Imam Khomeini was familiarizing people with concept of resistance. This is the part of the speech delivered on June 4th, 2022 by Imam Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic Revolution. On the 33rd demise anniversary of Imam Khomeini, greetings be upon him. Imam brought the people to the arena, showed them the way, kept them in the arena and steered them away from despair and hopelessness. He would not do things without calculating them first. And when he reached a result in that calculation, he would put it into action with complete decisiveness. There was no doubt and weaknesses in his work. He would never become disappointed. So many incidents occurred in the first year of the revolution, the martyrdom of many people and various other issues, but this never made him disappointed. He was honest in the literal sense of the word. He was honest with both God and the people. He would honor his promises. When he came to Tehran in the year 1357, Bahman 12, he said that he would form a government. The speech in Behesht Zahra, and he formed the government 4 days later. During those 4 days, he summoned the Revolutionary Council and we went there. Apparently, he had asked some members of the Revolutionary Council, Shahid Mutahari, Shahid Beheshti, and the like, to find someone, but they had not managed to find a person yet. Imam was upset about that. He criticized them for not having taken action. He was like that.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
He was really disciplined and punctual. I myself witnessed this in many cases. He was a man who would rely on God in the real sense of the word. He believed in divine promises and was confident about them. And whoever puts their trust in God, then he alone is sufficient for them. This is Holy Quran, chapter 65, verse 3. He was the true embodiment of this ayah. He was a warrior. Later, I will explain what this means. He had such characteristics. Of course, he had other exemplary qualities as well. These were his personal qualities. As for his school of thought, principles, and goals, if we wish to briefly explain the foundation of Imam's school of thought and revolution, we must say that the foundation for all his activities was rising up for the cause of God. The goal was to rise for the cause of God.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh, Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. God made.